Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55 with the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free today at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Now joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, former Eagles quarterback, former Pro Bowl quarterback. That, of course, is Donovan McNabb. He'll be talking football with us as we get set for Super Bowl 55, and we'll also find out about the QB Legacy Foundation that he's a part of. Donovan, thanks for the time. How you been?
I'm doing great, man. How you been? What's going on out there?
Nothing much. You know, it's Super Bowl week. We had a blizzard here in New York City, so we're surviving day by day, right?
That's all you can do. That's all you can do.
I want to ask you about someone that you know well, David Culley, the new head football coach of the Houston Texans. What can you tell us about him being 65 and getting his first head coaching gig?
Well, first and foremost, I'm very excited for him. He's a great guy, well knowledgeable, has played the quarterback position, I think, at Vanderbilt University. Wasn't granted the opportunity to play on the next level, but he's been in the coaching realm for years. And being a part of the Philadelphia Eagles organization while I was there, I got a chance to really talk to David Culley and get to know him, and knowing that he coached a little bit at Pittsburgh and talked about how the Steelers' way was and kind of how I needed to uplift my game in certain situations and certain facets. And he's continued to touch the lives of a lot of receivers all across the league. So I'm very excited over this opportunity. I wish it would have been one where it wasn't as, I guess, kind of as cloudy as it is right now. By the way, we're hearing through the media of what's going on in Houston with Deshaun and the rest of the organization. Because you never want to hear of a coach having to go through this when he finally has had an opportunity to fulfill his dream, and that was to become a head coach. And to have a face of the franchise guy like Deshaun Watson, who I'm sure he was very excited to have an opportunity to coach and build around, not want to be there anymore because of what's going on inside the building. So I think David Culley will become a great head coach. I just wish that it was with Deshaun Watson and he wanted to be there. But with the circumstances, I don't know if it'll end up that way.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head. I feel for David Culley. Yes, he gets his first head coaching job, but it looks like Watson wants out. Can Culley say anything at this point to try to convince Watson, or is it just bigger than what it is with Cal McNair and Jack Easterby and all those problems in Houston?
I think it is what it is at this particular point. I mean, you hate that it's going this particular direction, but I just think it's already kind of just, you know, kind of fuel to the fire. And David has kind of just walked in it. And I don't know if there's anything that can be resolved at this point, because Deshaun is upset, and so are the, you know, the guys who were either there or guys that were there years ago, like the Andre Johnsons and those particular guys. You know, when Andre pretty much speaks, which he don't speak much, but when he speaks, you know, people listen. And so I just think there's going to be a new destination for Deshaun, and David Culley will have to pretty much start over through the draft, possibly bringing in a guy that he can kind of now start and see if he can become a franchise guy.
We've heard a lot of speculation about where Watson could go to, from Washington's football team, Carolina Panthers, Jets, Dolphins. Is there a team that jumps out to you that should definitely go make the play for Deshaun Watson?
The Indianapolis Colts.
In division.
Yeah, I think the Indianapolis Colts should make a run at Deshaun. I think the New England Patriots should go and make a run at Deshaun because, you know, for a guy like Frank Wright, you've seen what they were able to do with an older guy in Phillip Rivers. And this is a guy that they played against twice a year who actually has taken the Texans down to the last minute of the game to possibly beat them. And I think in the first game there was a fumble with Deshaun on the scramble.
Yeah.
And on the second game, I think it was a fumble by Cooks on a completion on the 5-yard line that would have led them to winning that game. So here's a guy who he's seen now, you know, twice during the season, and he can build that offense around him. You have Pittman at the wide receiver position. You have Jonathan Taylor at running back. You have a tight end that can get open. Yeah, you know, I don't know how much T.Y. Hilton has in the tank, but he has enough. And so offensively, their offensive line is good, so why not bring in a franchise guy? And your defense was already one of the top three defenses in the league, so why not stay on course and continue to build within?
Yeah, but if I'm the Texans, I can't trade him in division.
Why not? I mean, if they give you two, three first-round draft picks,
they got to give me 5 or 6. It's going to be 3 or 4 outside of division. I need like 5 or 6 if it's in division then.
Well, I mean, I know that sounds sexy and all, but I ain't giving up five first-round draft picks for nobody. You know, I don't care if it's Aaron Rodgers. I don't care if it's, you know, anybody. You ain't getting 5 first-round draft picks.
How about
for
Mahomes?
One, I can give you 2. Patrick Mahomes, I'm not giving you 5.
Wow.
I'm not giving you 5. And that's mainly because you don't know if injury will kick in. And then now you're stuck to where really the Texans are already at. They have no first-round draft pick for the next couple of years. You know, with the dumb trade that they made by getting rid of Hopkins.
The Tunsil
and then getting
for this
Laramie
year, yeah.
Tunsil. Yeah, getting Laramie Tunsil. And so I just think from where they are now, the more first-round draft picks they can get can only help them. So if you give me, and you're a team, give or take, like the Indianapolis Colts, you figure you're already going to be in the playoffs. So you possibly be in the second round of the playoffs. If you are, then that means you have a later pick. So me giving you a later round pick next year and possibly the next year after when you get Deshaun, I'll give you 2 first-round draft picks and then I'll give you maybe 2 second-round draft picks for Deshaun Watson and see if you take it. Because he's not showing up to camp. I don't care what nobody says. He's not showing up to camp.
Well, you're going
to have to figure it out.
Well, this is what I think. I think that because you could only trade picks 3 years into the future, I think the Jets and the Dolphins have the leg up because the Jets, they got 5 first-round picks in the next 3 years, and the Dolphins have 4 in the next 3 years. So if they really want to get in the Jets or the Dolphins, they got the first-round capital to do so.
Well, the thing is, do you really want to go play with the Jets? I mean, come on. I can't leave the Texans and then go play with the Jets. I'm sorry. That's just me being a football player. I'm not going to. My options are Indianapolis, New England, and San Francisco. Those are my options for Deshaun Watson. I'm not going to the Jets because they are what they are, the organization-wise, and they're not thinking about giving up Sam Darnold yet. You haven't heard anything about giving up Sam Darnold.
I think they would give up Sam Darnold. We haven't heard a full commitment from them at the Robert Saleh introductory press conference. They said they liked him. They never said he was going to be the starter, though, next year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many times have we heard about possibly anybody getting traded? Jared Goff got traded. Matthew Stafford asked for a trade, and he got it. Carson Wentz probably is closer to getting traded than becoming a starter at this particular point. So why not try to shoot for the sky and see what you can get?
Donovan McNabb here with us. So you brought up Carson Wentz. Adam Schefter said today that Wentz wants to leave the franchise. And Schefter said if he was to guess right now, he would say that he does think he gets traded in this offseason. When you hear that, does that at all disappoint you?
Disappoint me for Carson or disappoint me that I hear this?
Like, are you disappointed in Carson that he wants to leave?
Well, he had already mentioned that. Remember, Adam Schefter was the one that reported that he wanted to be traded and Indianapolis was one of his destinations. Now, you know when Adam reports something and he heard it from somebody, that's when you really got to start to question. Like, okay, somebody is leaking information. And so with Adam coming out and saying this, that just clarifies it there that he wants out. Because you got to think of this. Go back to the press conference that Nick had. Did he say that Carson Wentz was his guy?
No.
Did he even mention anything about the starting quarterback position? He talked about, well, you know, we're going to just wait. I don't know who the starting quarterback will be. Well, first of all, didn't you get brought in there to possibly help Carson and to keep Carson there? And you say that? That just tells you more. Carson has no confidence in anybody in that organization to make the right decision for him because he feels everybody has turned their back on him. Well, I mean, that's usually what happens when you don't play well or, you know, people in the organization start talking. Because I've heard that before. When I got traded, there was a whole bunch of rumblings of if I would be there or, you know, what teams are looking to try to bring me in. And I heard all of that. And I asked, I personally asked those guys, like, hey, what's the deal with all this conversation? Oh, don't worry about it. You know, people just talking. No, I'm in the media. Remember, I've been in the media and I know the media. People don't just start talking unless they get information from somebody.
At this point, do you think it would be the best thing for Howie Roseman to trade Carson Wentz?
Yes. But the problem is Howie is so tied to him that his job pretty much is on the line for this. When people are questioning how he even still is working as a GM, when he lost his GM job with Chip Kelly, then they brought him back with Doug. It helped him win the Super Bowl, but you ain't done nothing since. So it's the question, you fired Doug, but he still has his job. So Carson is tied to the hip with him. So if they trade Carson, then that now puts a little gasoline around Howie that something has to be done, or you got to get a great trade for Carson to help you out.
I guess the only thing that could save Howie Roseman is then if Jalen Hurts becomes a star, because he was that second-round pick, as you know, by Howie Roseman.
Yeah, but I don't think he was brought in there to take Carson's job like we've seen. Now he can act like, yeah, that was the reason. But then you got to build around Jalen. Like, you have to build around Jalen. It can't be Miles Sanders just being back there by himself. You know, you already got to figure out what you're going to do with Zach Ertz. Are you going to bring him back? Is Dallas Geiger your guy? Your offensive line situation? Your receiver situation? You know, there's a lot of questions in on defense as well. Your secondary, your linebacking corps. You got to make a lot of moves to try to help yourself out.
You kind of touched on it. I was disappointed that they fired Doug and kept Howie. I don't think it makes sense to get rid of Doug and then you keep Howie Roseman. I guess you're in agreement there?
Right. Exactly. You've never heard that. You've never heard you fire a guy who won the Super Bowl for you 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and then you fired the head coach, but the GM still is there, and the GM is making the decisions on the draft pick.
And Doug has at least got them with not a great roster to the playoffs a few times since that Super Bowl twice. It's like, what has Howie Roseman done well? He passed up on DK Metcalf and passed up on Justin Jefferson for J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and also Jalen Reagor. I don't get why Howie still has his job.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a question that's going to be all throughout the offseason. And one I'll be just watching and learning because he can't get fired at this particular point. You know, I don't think that Jeffrey will pull that plug. So we got to see what decisions are made. You know, will he trade Carson? Will Carson still be there and become your starting quarterback? Because remember this stat. That class that Carson came out in with Jared Goff and the other quarterbacks and Dak Prescott is the only quarterback from the fourth round that has still become the starter for the organization that drafted him. Everybody else was traded or possibly benched. Dak Prescott is the only person that had it.
What was your first reaction when you heard Nick Sirianni was new head football coach of the Eagles?
Who is that? I was like, who is that? And then you look him up, and he wasn't even the coordinator in Indianapolis.
Or, you know, he was the OC, just didn't call the plays.
Anyway, he wasn't the coordinator. You ain't the coordinator unless you call the plays.
Yeah, because Frank calls the plays there.
Yeah, Frank calls the play. So, to me, when I looked into it, it seemed like they were trying to reinvent the wheel of what they had with Frank in Philly, but they went to the closest thing to him. And I'm sure Frank kind of spoke up for him and said, it's a great move. He's smart. He works well with quarterbacks. You know, look what he did with Philip here. And they jumped right on it because he's a young guy, and everybody's trying to go young with coaches. He's a guy that's coached you know, with Phillip Rivers. He's coached in, you know, different places as the OC or quality control guy. And so, you know, they tried to reinvent. And I think that's why they brought him over there. And also, they can control him. They weren't bringing in Eric Bieniemy. They weren't bringing in Todd Bowles. They weren't bringing in those guys because they know they can't control him. You know, so that right there should tell you that Howie ain't going nowhere.
I think you're spot on that one. Wrap it up with Donovan McNabb. Before we do talk about the great work you're doing with the QB Legacy Foundation, I know you're very close to Andy Reid, clearly, being his quarterback all those years. You know a lot of people, and you spoke to the Chiefs even last year. What do you think this Super Bowl 55 comes down to? What decides this game?
Turnovers and opportunities. I think for the team that turns the ball over the most, I think they put themselves in a hole and find themselves on the losing end of it all. Now, I could say that, and they maybe turn the ball over twice, and then the defense holds. But then you still have to be able to, you know, take advantage of that next opportunity. And so I just think the team that turns the ball over the most will find themselves on the losing end. It almost happened to the Kansas City Chiefs last year. But the thing that I focused on with them, talking to them, was seizing the moment. You know, for the moment for them was in that second half. I think it was second down where he had that opportunity to hit Tariq Hill on it, and he came back on the next play or two and called it for him to run that corner route, which led to them getting that first down and leading them to win. So it's seizing the moment was last year, and this year is eliminating the turnovers and taking care of opportunity.
Tell me about the QB Legacy Foundation, number five.
What we've been a part of with doing this is trying to teach these guys the fundamentals of the game. Too many times you look at what guys are working with, some of these quarterbacks, is, you know, with their ability, having them doing stuff that doesn't translate to the football field. We're starting from the ground up, working with fundamentals and base and foundation and throwing mechanics and also reading defenses, timing passes, touch passes. And then also we're building a rapport where our mentorship is very important for us, working with these kids, communicating with these kids away from our camps, regaining confidence in them that if they go out and put that work in, good things can happen. And I think that's very important and something that we've tried to start and establish here in our first annual football camp that will be in Tampa February 5th and 6th. And looking forward to it, and we will continue to build all across the, you know, all across the state, different times every month of working with different kids, and just spending personal time with them to get them better personally from a football standpoint.
Always appreciate your time. Thanks so much, Donovan.
Thanks a lot, man. You have a good one out there. Stay warm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.